Good afternoon. This is Vincent with Pheno Masonry and Chimney Restoration. How can I help you?
Yes, good day, Vincent. My name is Celine. I am from Web Services at Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Vincent, I've been asked to give you a call. You wanted to do some changes to your website.
Yeah, is this the scheduled call that I had scheduled today? I thought it was later in the day, but I appreciate the call.
Yeah, if you need me to call you later, I can do so.
No, that's fine. No, we're good. Okay. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm just, it's been such a hell of a day. But let me find the email that I sent to you guys, because it'll be easier for me to go. I just have so much on my plate right now, so... did you get the last email that I sent on Sunday after I looked through the website?
Let me check if they posted on your account. Yeah, let me see. Is the picture that was used for chimney repair and chimney repointing?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to have to open the website. Let me find where I opened the one you guys sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I have way too many things on my plate right now. Let me open the preview that you sent me, and then I'll go to my questions as well. All right, so my question, if you need, but nothing major... I have a meeting. Thanks for getting it done. The same picture was used for chimney repair. Yeah, so on the website, it must be under services. Maybe it's on, let me see. On the first page, on the home page, for chimney repair and chimney repointing, you used the exact same picture.
And that was not supposed to be that way.
That's okay. But I noticed that, okay. So we need to use a different picture for one of them is all. And then the...
Would you be able to send me the pictures for each via text message so I can actually identify them? Which picture do you want me to replace it with?
Hold on, let me go into the Local Splash app because I know I gave you guys photos. I gave you guys like 25 photos. I gotta open it up right real quick. You guys call me on a different number than the number that I actually have my photos in. You call me on the business number, which is fine. So like I have the photos in another phone. But it's okay because I uploaded photos to the, how did I do this now? Listings, website, reviews, home. Is it under home? Not. Business info.
Your photos will be on business info, yeah.
Yep. Under media, that's right. So, yeah, so for chimney repointing. So there's one. So if you're looking at those photos, the same photo that you guys used for the for chimney repair, if you look above it in the photos I sent you guys, there's a brick chimney with like blue going around the top. You could use that one for chimney repointing. Do you see the photo I'm referring to?
I'm looking for with a blue line.
Chimney
with a blue line.
Yeah, the chimney that has it's a picture that has a blue line at the top because it's just in the middle of a repair. Okay. But we repointed that chimney, so that could be chimney repointing.
Okay, chimney repointing. Give me 1 second because I can send you right now, so.
And then for chimney repair, we can just leave the block chimney for now. That's fine. As I get new photos, as we do repairs, then you guys could change stuff up.
Oh, perfect, yes. Let's see if you want. Right. Okay. So,
and then,
the repointing has been set.
Okay. Thanks. So then also while we're on the phone, the photo that you have for chimney inspection.
Yeah.
If you also look, if that's a photo of us doing a rebuild, so maybe we move that photo down to chimney repair and replace the chimney repair photo. And then inside of the photos that I sent you guys, there's a photo of me with a mask on. We could put that for chimney inspection.
Oh, okay. So for chimney repair, we're going to put that one. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. Because I just realized now while we're on the phone that the photo under chimney inspection is us actually doing a chimney repair, so.
Gotcha. So the one with the mask on.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the photos that I sent you guys. It's above like a fireplace that we did. There's a photo with me with a mask on. That was me inside doing an inspection.
Okay. Gotcha. I found it.
You know what? Now that I think about it, sorry, before you do all, maybe for chimney inspection, for now, there's the photo with me, sorry to be a pain, but there's the photo of me and my son standing in front of the truck. Why don't, for right now, we use that one for chimney inspection? Because I just realized the one that, with my face on the mask, actually, I'm wearing a shirt from my old company, and I don't want that reflected.
Okay.
That's my fault. So I don't have any other ones that we can use yet, but we're doing a lot of jobs now, so I'll give you guys some photos down the road, and then we could do some updates to the photos.
Perfect. No worries. So I have changed all of them now. I put that one with your son on the white truck. Yeah,
yeah, we'll do that for chimney inspection for now. Perfect.
It is done. So also all right. Chimney repair and chimney repointing. Anything else
perfect.
I can do for you?
Yes. So then to address the other questions that I had, So there's a photo that you guys used that House Call Pro had on my original website, and it was supposed to be removed. On the webpage, you guys, it's under our process. There's that photo. Let's put the photo of me and my brother building a chimney there, because that photo is a junk chimney, and I don't want that photo reflected on the website.
Okay.
You guys pulled it off of my first website that House Call Pro built, so it's not your fault. House Call Pro was supposed to remove that a long time ago, and I didn't even realize that they didn't.
Oh. Okay.
That was just a generic photo of a sloppy repair that somebody else did, and I don't want my company reflected doing sloppy repairs.
Of course. So which one do you want me to put? One that you are
so
with
the
your
same,
brother?
The same one that it's the top photo that I sent you guys in the photo. It's me and my brother in harnesses, and I'm holding a brick trowel. It's the one we just used for chimney repair, I think.
Oh, okay, the one for chimney repair, yeah.
Right, with me? Yeah, the one for chimney repair. Oh, yeah, as you make the changes, I'm seeing them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, told you that? That's why they put you on a call with me. So
yeah, they didn't. No, they didn't, but that's okay. I appreciate it.
So, that one has been changed as well. What else can I do?
So the last thing, I'm not sure how we're going to do this part. But if you look at my original website that House Call Pro had built for me, there's an entire category for fireplace sales and installation that you guys didn't include on the new website with a picture of a wood stove. And then next to it lists all the different sales and installations that we do as far as new stoves. So I don't know how or where you can put that on the website. But, like, I want it reflected somewhere. So I don't know if you have access to my actual website as of right now, and there's a category under services that is fireplace sales and installation. Uh-huh. On the new site that you guys built, I don't see that reflected anywhere.
Oh. Let me check.
Maybe I just missed it, but I just don't see anywhere on the new website that you built that says anything about, you know, installing new stoves, new gas, new wood.
No. And that one is set. Oh, but that I can't do it over the phone with you because I need to...
No, that's okay. That's okay. I figured it would be something you guys could just adjust and add in somewhere. Because I love the way you guys built it. I just want, like, somewhere to say that we also do these type of installations for, you know, new wood stoves or new gas stoves or gas inserts, et cetera. And I just don't see that anywhere on the new website that you guys built. I love how you guys built it. I just don't see anything about...
Okay, just I do ask you to give me at least 2 days because I have...
Sure.
...almost every single one of my developers are off into Wednesday.
Okay.
So, but I will make sure to add that as a fireplace, sales, and installation, and to, you know, take the content in there on your current website.
Perfect. Yeah, just something similar to that, just so it's reflected somewhere on the website. And then the last thing is just the way that, so, like, I bought a specific phone number that is, when it's spelled out, it's 585-659-FIRE, and then the digits are 3473. So, like, I don't know if there's a way to reflect that somewhere. Maybe not. It was just a question, really, because, like, on my, like, clothing advertising, like, I don't actually have the number listed. I do, but I have it listed as 585-659-FIRE, because the last four digits spell out the word fire.
Yeah, I think that you are either my generation or the one just came after me, but Google doesn't favor that anymore.
Got
because
it.
We
so
are
we
no longer having
can't
those
use it as like a, so really the only advertising I can use that on the fire is like my clothing and my brochures and my business card.
Analog. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I know.
No, that's okay.
I used to have a phone number, and I asked it. I was so adamant to spell HO2, you know, water. So it cost me a lot to get that number. And he's like, I can't even spell it anywhere. But it's just that I always say it's not good for you. Google will not favor it. It will mess up with your SEO. But on your analog, kind of, you know, your shirts, your flyers, and things like that, yeah, go ahead. You know, our generations will get it, but believe me, anyone under 35 have no clue what it's that.
Got it. Okay.
Anymore.
All right. Well.
Okay.
So, yeah, no problem at all. I appreciate the help, and so then that's really it. Once we add in, you know, if in the next few days, so you're thinking by Friday they can have the updates done?
Yeah, for sure by Friday.
Because
it's just, they are all out, so, and that's development. I cannot do it myself because that's creating a new page. But, for sure by Friday. So what I would do, I would send you a text message so you know that it's there. I know that we haven't placed the website yet on your domain.
Yep.
So we're in good timing. And once that is done, you know, I'll let you know and then we can place it live. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Well, sounds good.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much for the call. And, I'll talk to you soon.
Of course. My pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.